Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This might seem strange, but have you ever walked into the wrong house, apartment, or building, or just even the wrong car? 314-531-9898. We asked this because someone in AB's life walked into the wrong apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, so what?
This week for Bible study, we started back up, and it's been like we took a break all summer, so it's been a while since everyone has gone to Elizabeth's apartment, which is where it is every week. And our friend Molly apparently got off on the wrong floor, not realizing it, because she was on the phone with her sister. And she fully like walked into this girl's apartment on the phone with her sister, saw that no one was in the apartment yet, was like, oh, I must be the first one here. Closed the door again, finished the conversation with her sister in the hallway, and then opened the door again. And there was just a random girl in there. And she was like, hi. And she was like, hello. And Molly was like, oh my gosh, this is the wrong apartment. Like, she did not realize it and walked in twice.
Oh, what was the girl doing or wearing? Is
she
that
was
a weird
just
question?
Like in the kitchen.
Just in the kitchen?
Yeah.
With a gun? Like,
Yeah. So how do you get out of a situation like that?
Very awkwardly, I'll tell you that. I mean, yeah.
That poor girl twice. Who got walked in on, I would be mortified.
We were like, you didn't notice the furniture was different. Molly was like, no.
You would be mortified if you were the girl. I feel like it's worse for Molly to walk in to just a random person's house. Like this, your friend, AB's friend, probably feels like such an idiot.
Oh,
I mean,
she did.
Both positions are pretty bad to be in. Like, good thing she didn't walk into like a psycho's house.
Yeah, like, oh man, Bible study has really changed. It's like a seance going on. Yeah. Oh, so things have changed around here.
Why since are we picked up Bible up? Study.
Like, you have no idea what you're walking into.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not common, though. We're probably not going to get a lot of people that have walked into someone else's house or apartment or cars. 314-531-9898.
My mother is pretty famous for doing this, walking in the wrong places all the time, whether it's car, apartment, house.
What? But like, just you pick one, she's done it?
Yeah, she's done all of the above, but I think the best one was when we were in high school, we were having winter dance pictures. All of like my friends in my grade went to someone's house and the front door would be open, you know, parents just walk in with us, whatever. Well, my mom was late and ended up walking into the wrong person's house for winter dance pictures that they had their door open. And she just fully walked into their living room and sat down on the couch.
Sat down too?
Not in the house at all. Literally next door.
Just eating some snacks. Like, this is good.
Yeah.
What kind of dip you guys got for
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the winter formal would have more kids.
All the there were so many cars that there were cars parked in front of this house too, and they had their front door open, so she just walked in and sat down.
Wow. Anyone else been to like some random person's party? You're like, hey, I'm just at the
That's
wrong
impressive.
Place.
Yes.
Yeah. 314-531-9898. We'll see if we get any calls on this. Sometimes you just want to disappear completely after you do something really embarrassing, like AB's friend who literally walked into someone else's apartment looking for Bible study, and she's like, oh.
Twice.
Yeah, twice.
She did it twice.
And sometimes you walk into an apartment and you'd be like, you realize real fast you're not at Bible study.
Yeah.
We're commercial free. Did anyone else have this happen to them where you just walked into the wrong apartment or house or a car even? 314-531-9898. AB, your dad had a story?
Yeah, my dad texted me. He said he was like with a bunch of work people and they dressed up as the village people for Halloween and they thought they were at the right house because they saw a bonfire, I guess. They get out of the car with a boombox and did the entire YMCA dance routine to the wrong house.
Shut up. Oh my God.
He said they clapped for us and we got back in the car and kept driving.
Man, it's like Halloween caroling.
Right.
Yeah.
I also love that your dad was like so in deep with his Halloween costume.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We love a dedicated man.
We love Robert and his Village People crew.
Right.
Pam, you were thought you were going to a relative's house and you were not at a relative's house, huh?
Correct.
Where were you? What happened?
Well, she lives in a black and white house, and I was a block away at a black and white house, and I just walked in the house with a box of Krispy Kreme donuts, and I was like, hey, and everybody was sitting around. They had a house full of people, and they looked at me like, who are you?
But they probably loved you. You had Krispy Kreme.
Exactly.
You're like, at least I brought donuts.
Right.
They said... Who are you? I said, well, I'm at the right house. I know I am. And they looked at me crazy. So then I figured that I wasn't at the right house. And they said, well, you can still leave the Krispy Kreme donuts, though.
Exactly.
Respect.
Smart move.
I would have said the same thing. Leslie, was it the wrong car that your parents were in?
Yeah, we were at an outlet mall, and they left before us. And they got into a car just like theirs, but not theirs, and drove away.
Oh, my God.
The key worked? Yes.
The key worked. Now, this is like 15, 20 years ago, and they realized it wasn't their car when they saw trash that wasn't theirs in it.
Whoa. And
that's what gave it away.
So what did they do? Go back?
Well, they called us, and they were like, we're going to get arrested, and they were panicked, and they were freaking out, and they were like, what do we do? What do we do? And we said, you've got to take it back and park it. And they were like, we don't remember where it was parked. I'm like, just park it somewhere at the outlet mall.
Oh, my God.
People will find their car.
Oh,
yeah.
So these people probably are like, man, dude, where's my car?
Right.
Is that where we parked? I don't remember parking.
Nobody ever remembers where they parked, so I think they would get away with that. But how long did they have it before they realized?
A good 5 to 10 minutes, probably. Wow. They were pretty far away. They had to drive back. And I'm scarred from it. Every time I get in my car now, I'm like, is that mine?
Is this really mine?
Yeah.
I can't believe that the keys worked.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What a wild story. And let's grab Jamie. We just lost Jamie. She just dropped. But on New Year's Eve, she walked into a New Year's Eve party with her kids, said hi to the entire party, got all settled in, and then was like, I don't know a single person at this party, guys.
Yeah, this is weird.
Oh,
yeah,
that's crazy.
I don't think I know anyone.
I love how she brought the kids.
Yeah, the kids were all with her and everything. Like, I don't think we know anybody. Like, yeah, we would probably be at the wrong party. Kristen, you were in the wrong car?
My boyfriend was on the phone with me. I sent somebody to pick him up, and he walked up to the wrong car, opened the door. I was on the phone with him still, and the lady in the car was like screaming, oh my God, oh my God. And he was like, I guess I got the wrong car, and he walked off. We got off the phone. He ended up going to jail because of this. They said that they were scared that he was trying to rob them.
Well, yeah, he was trying to drive Roy.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and so there was, thank God, cameras all around the area, and they got the real video, and the charges were dropped and everything.
Holy cow.
Wow. He was like, okay, lady, chill. I have a girlfriend.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.